In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just say this to you, that the King of Glory reigns, Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns, and I want you to know that he reigns and he's the Lord. I've been thinking lately some things that really catch people. We get caught because we do not have discernment. We do not have discernment. And I want to talk about what Jesus says to Simon Peter in the 22nd chapter of St. Luke. He has just celebrated the supper of the Lord, giving his body and his blood. And this is what he says. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail, and when you are converted, you are to strengthen your brothers." Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you. Let me just tell you a little story now, okay? I want to tell you that every one of us has a bottom line. That bottom line is to sell out to Jesus. Every one of us has one, honest. And sell out from Jesus, I should say. And the devil knows our bottom line. He knows it. And he knows how to sift us out like wheat. But I want to tell you the reality of the reality. Who is who is behind the curtain? You see, I want you to know that the devil does not hate you. The devil hates Jesus Christ. All right? He hates Jesus. And because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you with doubt and fear. And you know, another thing is, you know, that we would choose the second best that God has for us, or the fourth best, and not the best. Simon, Simon, the devil wants to sift you out like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that when you are converted, you would strengthen your brothers. It is so important to know that our fight is against the enemy of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the raised King of glory. He has been raised from the dead by the power of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. So the devil has no ability to touch him anymore. All right? To touch him anymore. So who does he want to touch? Those who belong to him. It's simple. It's so simple. I can't get at Jesus. I even know the end of the story, but I want to drag down every single person that I can. I'll do it through many ways. I'll do it through your children, that you're tormented about your children, you worry about your children. I'll do it in any way that I can do it. If it's not through your children, it'll be through your spouse. If it's not through your spouse, it'll be through your economics. If it's not through your economics, it'll be through your fear. He knows everyone's bottom line. So he cannot get at Jesus. So he comes against you. He puts doubt into your mind, fear into your mind, torment into your mind. Or when he's a lot more subtle, rather than God's best, I'll take his second best. Oh, yes, he's at work because he hates Jesus. He hates Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? And because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you. Because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at me. And he uses anything that he can, and he has no scruples. You've got to know that he has no scruples. He will do anything to destroy God's people. Not because he hates me, but because he hates Jesus. Oh, he vehemently hates Jesus. I have to always keep that in my mind, because I forget it. I forget it that he hates Jesus, and I think he's at me. That's why I've got to put the Lord before me, behind me, above me, within me. That's why, you know, I've got to walk in the Spirit, because he would want to destroy me because he cannot get at Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. And again, he knows our bottom line. But Jesus says to Simon Peter, he wanted to sift you out as wheat. Do you understand that? He wanted to have you, but I have prayed for you, that when you are converted, you would strengthen your brethren. So, I want you to know today that our battle is against powers and principalities. They are very bright. They are angelic powers that are very bright. They do not care about what happens to you. They want you destroyed. Faith is the first thing they try to get at. They put doubt in your mind about Jesus. But you see, I'm going to tell you this. Let's use our mind. I had no trouble with the devil until Jesus Christ became my Lord. Isn't that interesting? I had no trouble with the devil until Jesus Christ became my Lord. Until I surrendered my life unto Jesus, I had no trouble with them. Because I wasn't doing anything. Even if I was a Christian, and I wasn't reaching out to people. I wasn't proclaiming the gospel. I wasn't reading the scriptures. I didn't think about eternal values, only my own. And you know what? He doesn't even care if you're only thinking about your own. But when you try to reach out to others, I'm going to tell you, he's going to try to trip you because he hates Jesus and he wants to bring people to hell. And he does not want you to prosper in the kingdom of God because you know what? He hates Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about my ordination day. I've often said this. I was tormented in the altar, tormented. Like, I'm going to tell you, when everybody was smiling, I was tormented, tormented. The devil wanted me dead that day. He did not know what was going to happen in the ministry that God gave me. He did not know that. But he did know the past, that I had been very influential to bring thousands, at least hundreds and hundreds of people to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the baptism of the Spirit. He did not know the future, but he did know the past. And he decided that this should be the day of my life, the best day of my life, that it would be a day of being tormented. Okay? I thank God for Father Toomey, because when I finished from the Mass and I was a priest, I went to him and I just said, I have just gone through the fight of my life. And I said, you know, this priesthood must be very powerful, that the devil would want to destroy me on the first day of my ordination. You see, he hated Jesus, and I was vulnerable, and so he came at me. But you know what? He has not won, because I'm so weak that I need Jesus Christ. I'm so pathetic that I need Jesus Christ. I'm so unable that I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I need him so much. But he tried. Oh, he tried. And he has tried ever since. He has tried ever since. But you know what? My little friend, Sadie, little Protestant lady, when I used to walk the streets in East Boston to go make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament before I was a priest, before I was in the seminary, I would stop at her house and she would say, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, and that's so true. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Simon, Simon, I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you because Satan wants to sift you out like wheat. But when you are converted, you are to strengthen your brothers. I tell you, my friends, I just want you to know that he hates the Lord. And because he can't get at the Lord, he's getting at you. And he has no scruples. When my mother broke her trachea, she went down to the operating room 11 times. The doctor, the ENT doctor, didn't know any more about throats than I know about plumbing. But you know, you have confidence in a doctor. And finally, my confidence ran out. I had reached the end of my rope. My faith was like waning. I was getting so disgusted, and I was becoming cynical, what I hate. And I begged the Lord that he do something. I begged the Lord that he do something, and I had a dream. I've told you about this dream. I was a wet rug in Pat LaCola, and I want you to pray for Pat LaCola, because she showed up in my dream, and she called me the other night. I pray for Pat LaCola now in the name of Jesus, that you would heal her of this cancer by the power of the blood, that the cancer that's in her lungs, you would heal her by the power of the blood, that the blood of Jesus would heal this woman. Well, in the dream, I was a wet rug, and in the dream, Pat LaCola, who had a great conversion experience, this is reality, was a little spark, and she was saying to the wet rug, Jesus loves you, Father Tom, Jesus loves you, and I was saying, get off my ear. Until finally I said to her, don't you know Satan's attacking me? And Pat LaCola in the dream said to me, Father Tom, Satan hates Jesus Christ. And because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he's getting at you. Oh, this was a dream from heaven. This is a dream from heaven because my mother was sick. Nothing was happening. I got on my knees and I finally surrendered my mother. In the days to come, we found the right doctor and everything worked out. But those words... The devil hates Jesus Christ, and because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he's getting at you. Don't let him! Don't let him! Don't let him! Don't let him! Turn to the Lord! Turn to the Lord! Don't be hoodwinked! Don't be hoodwinked! Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be hoodwinked! Turn to the Lord! Surrender your life to Jesus! Nothing is worth giving up Jesus for. Nothing, 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 nothing is worth it. No matter what you go through, no matter what the trial is. Listen, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I never thought would end, but you want to know what? I've seen volcanoes erupt in my own being. I've seen earthquakes in my own being. I've seen trouble in my own being. But I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I will not give up by the grace of the living God, because it means that if I give up, that means that I will not be used by the Lord to bring people to heaven and bring people to life on this earth. I have a price on my head. From hell, but I have a price on my head from heaven, because Jesus is Jesus is Jesus, and he prays for me that I be not sifted out like wheat. And oh, he knows how weak I am. He knows the struggles I go through. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus, that old Negro spiritual. Nothing is worth giving up Jesus for. No one. Not a title deed to the world. Nothing. Do you understand? Nothing. 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 Nothing is worth getting his second best. Nothing. Nothing. Because you see, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And if I give in, I tell you, then God will not have his way, not only in me, but in the people who listen to me. The people I am ministering to. Nobody, you see. I just can't let it happen. This is a fight. But I must always remember it's not a fight because the devil hates me. He hates Jesus, the Lord. The Lord who gave his life for you. The Lord who bled for you. The Lord who was crowned with thorns for you. The Lord who absorbed your sin and the sin of the world. The Lord who knows your future. He hates Jesus because he can't get at Jesus. He tries to get at you. Oh, and he knows. He knows. He knows your bottom line and my bottom line. He knows this. He knows this. But you know what? Here I am, Lord. I come to do thy will. Here I am, Lord. I belong to you alone. Here I am, Lord. My heart belongs to you. Here I am, Lord. Nothing shall separate me from you by the grace of God. Not temptation. Not torment. Not fear. Not the future, not the devil. Nothing shall separate me, Lord, because you know what? I am yours and you are mine. I am yours and you are mine. You bought me with the price of your own precious blood. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that they would see what I'm trying to give them today. Holy Spirit, you've got to make it clear. I can't make it clear that the devil doesn't hate you. He hates Jesus, so he gets at you, so he'll destroy you, so he'll destroy the plan of God for you, so he'll destroy your faith, that he destroy. That's what this thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, yeah, he knows how to do it. You've got to shake it off. And you've got to get on your face and say, here I am, Lord, I come to do thy will. I know this is reality, okay? I know this is reality. I know this is reality. I know what I'm saying is absolutely true. I know what I'm saying is reality. I'm not talking ragtime. This is reality. When a man gives his life to the Lord, I'm going to tell you, then the enemy gets his shooting gallery out. Ecclesiasticus 2 says, those who have given their life to the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Oh yes, an ordeal. An ordeal. An ordeal. The car blew up. The other car blew up. Everything's happening. One thing right after the other. My Lord, what's happening? Everything's going wrong. Everything's going wrong. Hallelujah! 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 I must be doing something right. Glory, glory, glory! I came here today without the key to the house. I came here today so I couldn't do WEZE. I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. So what did I do? I put my head on the wall until the key came, and I stopped praising the Lord. I said, you know what? I got to start doing what I tell other people to do. What can I do? What good is frustration? What good is frustration? So I stopped praising the Lord. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord! Not going to destroy me. So you know what? I'd say, that's what happened. Thank you, Lord. What can I do? What can I do? Can't do anything else. Can't do anything else. Oh, I could have been pouting and shouting. And did you feel happy? No. But I decided to praise the Lord on the right side of the sea. The sea that was before me, rather than on the other side of the sea. The Israelites praised God when they got through the sea. They praised him on the wrong side. You praise him when the sea is in front of you and the Egyptians are in back of you. That's when you start praising him, because that's where you have faith. And I know that's the hardest thing in the world to do. That's the hardest thing in the world to do, because it's so easy to say, poor me. I don't deserve this. Look at his. Whenever I get ahead, I take 8 steps behind. Listen! He hates Jesus. Because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you. And some of it is just circumstantial. It's not even the devil. You know, life happens. Life happens. And you know what? It's how we face it. It's how we face it. And I know. Listen, you're not talking to someone that doesn't know. I told you, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen earthquakes in my being. Volcanoes erupting. But let me tell you this. No one can help me but Jesus. For no one but Jesus knows how. I have to get my eyes off of this craziness and back to Him who is my Lord, and back to Him, because the enemy hates Jesus Christ. Satan has desired to sift you out like wheat. But listen to the next line. Jesus is praying for you that when you are converted, you would strengthen people. If these things didn't happen to me, I couldn't help you. Okay? So God takes a bad thing and uses it for the good. Romans 8:28. God turns all things together for the good for those who love God. Okay? I remember a young man coming to me just before his ordination, and he's thinking, whatever he's thinking. You know, whatever he's thinking. I don't even remember what he was thinking. But you see, I understand. He was a religious priest. I had met him on a retreat many years ago. And he was going to be ordained. He was going to be ordained in 3 weeks. And he came to me. He had remembered me on retreat. And he said to me, I'm not worthy. And I laughed. What are you laughing about? There is only one who is worthy. His name is Jesus. Are you willing? Yes, I'm willing. I tell you, this priest has done such wonders in the order. He's not one of those people that are seeking power. But he is amidst the poor and the broken and the needy. And they see in him a lighthouse. But he came to me 3 weeks before ordination. I'm not worthy. I was in Quincy at the time, so many years ago. It's time to recommit yourself to the Lord. And even as the shots are against you, and even as everything seems like it's not going to work out, it's time to tell Him, I surrender, Lord. And I know you're praying for me, and I know the devil hates you, and he can't get at you, so he'll get at me through my weakness. Through my weakness. And we all have it. But today I trust you, Lord, because I'm putting myself in you. Because you know what? You are the one who helps those who are in need. And I am forever in need. So help me, Lord. I am not one of your strong ones. I am one of your weak ones. And just like a mother, you always care for the weakest of the weak. That's right. That's right. So put your fears aside today and know that you're worth being shot at. You're worth being shot at. Do you understand that? The devil knows that God has plans for you that you don't even know. He doesn't know the exact plans, but he knows God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, how they work. He knows that. And so put all your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. And trust him with all your heart. Psalm 37 for you today. Trust him with all your heart. Psalm 37 for you today. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. And I do need to hear from people. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. July 18th to the 22nd, we are having Revival Glory. Not only is it going to be a conference, it's going to be a school. We want to teach people how to come into the glory, how to bring the glory of God to people. It's going to be at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And it's going to be July 18th is the Sunday. It will be from 7 to 11 that night. And then the 19th, 20, 21, 22, there will be two sessions, 10 to 2 in the morning. And what's the other one? 7 to 11 at night. We have people who have preached from around the world. We're not only going to be preaching, we're going to be praising the Lord. We're going to be ministering. It's time to get people ministered to so that they can go out and minister. You understand what I'm saying? It's time to get people ministered to so they can go out and minister. So that's between the 18th and the 22nd at the Holy Rosary, okay? And it's going to be $50. $50. And you can call Leslie today, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. Ask for Leslie, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. Let me also tell you this. Jimmy the Roofer, he's been roofing. He's been roofing, and people are so satisfied. He takes pictures, and the people that he takes pictures, they say, what a job you've done. What a job. We've never had it done like this. You call Jimmy if you need a roof. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Say hi to Jimmy. He'll get back to you. 617-519-0341. Hallelujah! God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.